Islami be granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'uzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Assalatu wassalamu alaykum ya Nabi Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nur Allah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching the Madani news of Dawati Islami, and these are the headlines.
Maulana Haji Abdullabi Wattari delivers a sunnah inspired bayan during an istima held in Chacharo Sindh. Rukne Shura motivates the participants to travel in Madani kaflas, take part in religious activities. Haji Junaid Wattari Madani visits a private school in Kot Mitha, Punjab, meets with the principal Mohammad Irfan. A 26-day Madani kafla course is held at the Global Madani Markaz Faizani Madina in Karachi. A look at a report on the efforts made to wake Muslims up for Fajr Salah. Construction works of a masjid and Madrasatul Madina begin at Adda Shilar in Kotadu, Punjab. The students of Jamiatul Madina and others travel in Madani kaflas in South Africa, Mozambique and Kenya.
Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi ki sadgi. Faqih ibn Bazzaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi farmate hain ki Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi jab Baghdad e Mualla pehli baar tashreef laaye to humne inke libas aur suwari ki qeemat lagayi jo ke 500 dinar bani, yani 500 sone ke sikke. پھر جب آپ رحمت اللہ علیہ نے زہد و تقویٰ اختیار کیا، قناعت اختیار کی، تو پھر اور اس کے بعد جب یہ بغداد سے باہر تشریف لے گئے اور دیگر مقامات کی سیاحت فرمائی، پھر جب دوبارہ بغداد شریف ان کی تشریف آور ہوئی تب ہم نے ان کے لباس کی قیمت لگائی تو وہ 15 سکے بنی. کہاں 500 سونے کے دینار اور کہاں 15 سکے.
سبحان اللہ، ماشاء اللہ، یا اللہ پاک ہمیں بھی
اللہم آمین.
تیرے در سے تقویٰ کی اے کاش آقا میں خیرات پاؤں. امام غزالی 14 جمادی الاخرى، یہ حضرت امام غزالی رحمت اللہ علیہ کا یوم عرس ہے. الحمدللہ ہم نے ان کی نیاز کی ہے.
صلو علی حبیب
صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد.
The personality of Hujjat al-Islam Imam Abu Hamid Muhammad ibn Muhammad Ghazali Shafi'i holds a great status among the righteous Islamic scholars. He was a great preacher of Islam. He was born in 450 Hijri. He attained elementary education in Khurasan province, Iran. Thereafter, he visited Nishapur, Iran, where he acquired knowledge from Imam al-Haramain Abdul Malik ibn Abdullah Juwaini. His entire life was spent in attaining various sciences, spreading them and reforming the Muslim Ummah. His time was a period of philosophy intellectualism. People were distancing themselves from the religion. In this situation, in order to serve the religion, he chose the profession of teaching. In the beginning, he taught at Madrasa Nizamiya Baghdad and Nishapur. Then he established a madrasa in his native town where he remained till his last breath. A large number of students received his blessings. Among his famous students are Qazi Abu Nasr Ahmad ibn Abdullah and Imam Abu Sayyid Muhammad ibn Yahya Nishapuri, etc. In order to serve the religion, he focused towards teaching as well as writing books. In a very short period of time, he wrote many books on beliefs, fiqh, principles of fiqh and tasawwuf, etc. The Ummah is still benefiting from his books, especially his book on tasawwuf and ethics titled Ihya'ul Ulum al-Din, which is short into Ihya'ul Ulum, is well known around the world. The Islamic scholars of every era have been praising this book. Sheikh-e-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat also urges to read this book. He established the Khanqa along with the Madrasa, where the Holy Quran was recited to completion. Gatherings of Zikr were organized and sermons and advices were given through which people would reform their inner self and contemplate the hereafter. The prominent Islamic scholar, the teacher of Islamic scholars, the legendary Sufi, the author of many books and the benefactor of the Ummah, Hujjat al-Islam, Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad ibn Muhammad ibn Muhammad Ghazali Shafi'i passed away on 14 Jumadil Ukhra 505 Hijri. May Allah Almighty shower His mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. As-Sunnah Spiders theme was held under Dawat Islami in Church Road, Tharparkar Sin, during which Rukne Shura Maulana Hadi Abdul Rabi Batari delivered a Sunnah inspired bayan and motivated the participants to serve their religion and take practical part in the religious activities of Dawat Islami. He also motivated them to travel in Madani Kaplas.
इस्लामी ने दुनिया भर में धूम मचाई है, सारे जहां में इश्क मोहम्मद की खुशबू फैलाई है।
A Sunnah Inspired Ijtima was held under Dawat Islami in Church Road, Tharparkar Sin, in which the personalities related with various departments, local Islamic brothers and representatives participated. On this occasion, Rukne Shura Haji Mohammad Azattari was also present. Rukne Markazi Malisa Shura of Dawat Islami, Maulana Abdul Abi Battari, delivered a Sunnah Inspired Bayan.
Daulat dene wala kaun hai? Shohrat dene wala kaun hai?
Jab sab dene wala Allah hai, aur agar wo kisi ko de raha hai, to tumhe problem kyun ho rahi hai? Kabhi socha ye hasad kitna bura amal hai, ki jisko Rab de raha hai, tumhe usme problem hai? और दुनिया में जो सबसे पहले गुनाह हुए थे ना हैं, उनमें से सबसे पहले जो गुनाह हुए वो यही तो थे, हसद था, तकब्बुर था, ये सबसे पहले इस दुनिया में होने वाले गुनाह हैं। मगर आज मुसलमानों के अंदर भी हसद और कीना आ चुका है। हसद है क्या? हसद कहते हैं कि किसी को नेमत मिले ना तो बंदे को ये हो कि ये नेमत इससे छिन कर मुझे मिल जाए, और अगर मुझे ना मिले तो कम अज़ कम इसकी तो बर्बाद हो जाए। कितना गंदा है वो शख्स जो ये सोचता है कि किसी मुसलमान को बर्बादी हो जाए। एक बात याद रखना, जो दूसरों का बुरा सोचता है ना, उसका खुद ही बुरा होता है। कोई किसी का बिगाड़ नहीं सकता। हाँ, हसद करने वाला जलता रहेगा, कम किसी का कुछ नहीं कर सकेगा। जो उसके नसीब में है उसको मिलकर रहना है। सारी दुनिया मिलकर किसी को नीचे करने की कोशिश करे ना, और अल्लाह ने इज्जत रखी है तो कोई नीचे कर नहीं सकता। और सारी दुनिया मिलकर किसी को उठाने की कोशिश करे और नसीब में जिल्लत लिखी है तो कोई उसको बचा नहीं सकता। वतु इज्जु मंतशा वतु जिल्लु मंतशा बियदिकल खैर।
रुकने शुरा मोटिवेटेड द अटेंडीज टू सर्व द रिलीजन, गेट एसोसिएटेड विद द मदनी एनवायरनमेंट ऑफ दाऊद इस्लामी, टेक प्रैक्टिकल पार्ट इन द रिलीजियस एक्टिविटीज, ट्रैवल इन मदनी काफलास एंड अटेंड द वीकली सुन्नत इंस्पायर्ड इस्तिमा।
रियाकारी किसको कहते हैं, खुद पसंदी किसे कहते हैं, तो ऐसी बहुत सारी बीमारियां हैं। तो मैं गुजारिश करूंगा कि दावत इस्लामी के इज्तिमात में आते रहें। एक किताब का नाम भी बता देता हूं, उस किताब का नाम ही यही है, बातनी बीमारियों के मालूमात। एक ही किताब में बहुत सारी बातनी बीमारियां डिटेल के साथ लिखी हैं। खुदारा पढ़िए, एक दूसरे को ये तोहफे में दीजिए ताकि पता चले कि ये बीमारियां क्या हैं।
इन द एंड रुकने शुरा हेल्प द इस्लामिक ब्रदर्स रिपेंट एंड मेड देम अमीर अहले सुन्नत डिसिपल्स। मोरओवर दुआ वाज ऑफर्ड।
रुकने मरकजी मलिस शुरू ऑफ दाऊद इस्लामी हाजी जुनेद अतारी मदनी मैर विद द प्रिंसिपल ऑफ अ प्राइवेट स्कूल इन कोट मिठा पंजाब मोहम्मद इरफान एट हिज ऑफिस। ही आल्सो इंक्वायर्ड अबाउट हिज हेल्थ अपॉन अ रीसेंट एक्सीडेंट। Rukne Shura presented the principal Mohammad Irfan with an introduction to the departments of Dawat Islami and Consul Madaris Board and informed him about the religious activities of Dawat Islami in educational institutions. At the end, Rukne Shura offered dua and presented him with a religious book.
Jismani marizwa ko Allah shifa de de Achha hai faqat wo jo
At the Global Madani Markaz Faizan e Madina in Karachi, the representatives from various cities attended a 26-day Madani Kafla course. Arakeen Shura delivered bayanat amongst the Islamic brothers and provided guidance regarding Madani Kafla and the 12 religious activities.
الحمدللہ ہمیں یہاں بہت کچھ سیکھنے کا موقع ملا ہے۔ ان افرادی کوشش کس طرح کرنی چاہیے کہ میرے قافلہ کو کس طرح ہونا چاہیے؟
مختلف اراکین شورا اور ذمہ داران ہماری تربیت کرتے رہے ہیں۔ مدنی قافلے میں جس طرح نیکی کی دعوت دی جاتی ہے اس کا طریقہ سکھایا، انفرادی کوشش کرنے کا طریقہ سکھایا۔
ماشاءاللہ عزوجل اس کورس میں جو کچھ سیکھنے کو ملا، حالانکہ ہم قافلے میں ویسے بھی پہلے سے بھی سفر کرتے ہیں، لیکن اس کورس کی برکت سے جو کانفیڈنس لیول، رکن شورا نے جو ہمارے کوشچنس تھے ان کو جو حل کیا، جو سوالات کے جوابات دیے، مزہ آ گیا۔
اس کورس میں تقریباً 95 اسلامی بھائی یہ کورس کر رہے ہیں، اور اس کورس میں اسلامی بھائیوں کو مختلف چیزیں سکھائی گئیں مدنی قافلوں کے حوالے سے۔ اب یہ سارے عاشقان رسول ان جو انہوں نے سیکھا اس کے پریکٹیکل کے لیے عالمی مدنی مرکز فیضان مدینہ سے آج 12 دن کے لیے آؤٹ آف سٹی جا رہے ہیں، بلوچستان کا شہر سبی، اور انشاءاللہ وہاں جا کر مسجد مسجد جا کر علاقے میں نیکی کی دعوت عام کریں گے۔
By virtue of the warmth of the passion of faith granted by Allah Almighty, a Muslim is not complacent in fulfilling his obligations in any weather, especially the Muslim who is engaged in offering salah and to striving to inspire other Muslims to do the same. Even if the gusty winds of winter blow or there is any other severity of weather, alhamdulillah, the muballighin of Dawat Islami try to wake up the Muslims for Fajr Salah, for Salah is better than sleeping.
نمازِ فجر کا وقت ہو چکا ہے،
نمازِ فجر کا وقت ہو چکا ہے،
جلدی جلدی اٹھیے،
جلدی جلدی اٹھیے
اور نمازِ فجر کی تیاری کر لیجیے۔
فجر کا وقت ہو گیا، اٹھو اے غلامان مصطفیٰ، اٹھو۔
The Muballighin of Dawat Islami are not only in a city or locality, rather they wake up other Muslims for Fajr Salah in many countries, because offering 5 times Salah following Allah Almighty's command is obligatory on a Muslim. Moreover, Namaz is the comfort of the eyes of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This waking up for Fajr prayers has been going on for years under Dawat Islami. The inspiration was given by the founder of Dawat Islami, Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Razavi, and it is one of the religious activities of Dawat Islami. The awakening of the Muslims for the Fajr prayers by Muballighin Dawat Islami for the good of the Muslim world and the hereafter is undoubtedly a commendable step, due to which many Muslims have succeeded in performing the Fajr prayers despite the harsh weather. They succeed in obeying the command and gaining nearness to this pure caste.
The invitation towards righteousness was presented by Dawat Islami's department Madrasat Madina for Islamic Brothers at the shops of various markets in Peshawar. The head of Peshawar division described the virtues of reciting the Holy Quran and offering Salah, and gave motivation to offer Salah regularly.
Daawat-e-Islami hai, ye Daawat-e-Islami hai, Daawat-e-Islami hai, ye Daawat-e-Islami hai, Daawat-e-Islami hai, ye Daawat-e-Islami hai, Daawat-e-Islami hai, ye Daawat-e-Islami hai.
Madrasatul Madina Islami bhaiyon ka bhi hai. Is majlis ke tahat مساجد میں، مارکیٹوں میں، مختلف تعلیمی اداروں میں قاری صاحبان جاتے ہیں، قرآن پاک پڑھاتے ہیں، دعائیں یاد کرواتے ہیں، وضو غسل نماز کے مسائل سکھاتے ہیں۔ الحمدللہ پشاور میں بھی اس کی بہاریں ہیں۔ جو مجھے کارکردگی ملی ہے، کم بیش 130 مقامات پر 600 عاشقان رسول قرآن پاک پڑھنے کی سعادت حاصل کر رہے ہیں۔
ہمارے پاس فیضان مدینہ سے قاری صاحب آتے ہیں، امام مدنی قاعدہ پڑھاتے ہیں، ہم نے اللہ کے حکم سے مدنی قاعدہ مکمل کر لیا ہے۔
فیضان مدینہ سے ہماری طرف قاری صاحبان آتے ہیں، ہم کو اللہ تعالیٰ جزائے خیر عطا فرمائے،
کے لیے مدنی قاعدہ پڑھانے کے لیے آتے ہیں، اور انشاءاللہ میں دعوت اسلامی کے لیے کوشش کروں گا کہ میں ان کے لیے خدمت انجام دوں۔
قرآن شریف میں نے شروع کر لیا، اللہ کرے انشاءاللہ ہم قرآن شریف بھی ختم کرے اور اللہ اس دعوت اسلامی کو اجر دے۔
قرآن مجید شروع کیا ہوا ہے، انشاءاللہ وہ بھی اللہ کے حکم سے ختم کروں گا۔
The construction works of a masjid and madrasat madina named Faizan Ishq Rasool have started on a plot donated by an Islamic brother at Adda Shildra in Kodadu, Punjab. The assistant head of Khuddam al-Masajid wal-Madaris department and other representatives laid the foundation.
An Islamic brother donated a place for Masjid and Madrasat Madina of Dawat Islami in Kot Addu, where the assistant of the head of Khuddam al-Masajid wal-Madaris and other representatives, the Islamic brother who donated the place and local devotees of Rasool laid the foundation of the construction works of the Masjid and Madrasat Madina Faizan Ishq Rasool on 15 Malla plot. The Masjid will have a capacity of 400 worshippers. Moreover, a Madrasat Madina will also be established. 12 religious activities will be carried out. With respect to this, the assistant had told Madani News.
اس میں صرف مسجد کا جو احاطہ آ رہا ہے اس کا ایسٹیمیٹ تقریباً 30 لاکھ روپے ہے۔ آج یہ عاشقان رسول جمع ہیں، اللہ نے چاہا تو یہاں قریب نمازیں بھی شروع ہو جائیں گی، اسی کام کے لیے کہ یہاں سنگ بنیاد، یہ پیچھے اینٹیں بھی آ چکی اور مزید میٹیریل بھی آ رہا ہے الحمدللہ۔ تو اللہ کرے کہ ہم بھی یوں ہی مسجدیں بناتے رہیں، اس کے گھر بناتے رہیں، آباد کرتے رہیں۔ اللہ ہم سب کو توفیق عطا فرمائے۔
The donor Islamic brother of the masjid and other devotees of Rasool appreciated the efforts of Dawat Islami and shared their views with Madani News.
ساکو مسجد دی اشد ضرورت ہے، اللہ تعالیٰ کرم نوازی کیتی ہے، انشاءاللہ تعالیٰ جیویں جیویں کہیں کو حسب توفیق ہو سی مدد بھی کرے سو اللہ تعالیٰ راضی تھی وے انہیں دیتے بناوڑا جو دیتے اللہ تعالیٰ راضی تھی وے۔
ہمارے بچے یہاں پڑھیں گے، ان کے علم میں اضافہ ہوگا، اچھا نقشہ ہے اور انشاءاللہ اچھی ہمارا یہاں کھڑی ہوگی۔
یہاں پہ ضرورت تھی مسجد کی اور مدرسے کی، دعوت اسلامی کو خرید کے مسجد کے لیے رقبہ دیا۔
Let's now include Madani news from African countries regarding Madani qaflas. The students of Jamiatul Madina and other devotees of Rasool traveled in Madani qaflas to spread the invitation towards righteousness in South Africa, Mozambique and Kenya. Let's learn more in this Madani news. The devotees of Rasool traveled in Madani qafla at the Madani Merkez Fezzan Madina of Dawat Islami in Johannesburg, South Africa, where sessions of Dars and Bayanat and learning were held. The participants of Madani qafla had the honor of learning various sunnah etiquettes and supplications and presented the invitation towards righteousness.
Right now I'm at Madani Merkez in Fortsburg, and alhamdulillah we were here for the Dawat Islami Madani Qafla, and we have learned a lot of good things from here. My sincere advice to the people, please get involved with Dawat Islami Madani Qaflas and you will learn a lot from there.
Garo badu mane din ni babat ma sikhanu mailu, practical namaz nu sikhanu mailu, sunnat sikhanu mailu,
wuzu somporke somosto masla masail, gosol somporke masla masail ebong namaz somporke somosto masla masail sikhe niyechi.
Bol bol sikhanu mileya. Shukriya sare baba jaan da onada faizan hai ke asi mahol na babasta hoye
namaz e janaza ke masail sikhe, bahut zyada cheeze sikhne ko mili hai.
South Africa mein Johannesburg faizan e Madina mein Madani qafla ki tarteeb rahi. Alhamdulillah ushaqan e rasool mein isme shirkat ki, ہمیں بھی اس میں شرکت کی سعادت حاصل ہوئی، اور دنیا بھر کے تمام عاشقان رسول کے لیے دعوت ہے، جہاں جہاں دعوت اسلامی کے مدنی قافلے سفر کرتے ہیں اس میں ضرور شرکت فرمائیں، اپنی آخرت کو سنواریں، عشق رسول کو بڑھائیں۔
The students of Jamiatul Madina of Maputo and other Islamic brothers traveled in Madani Qafla to present the invitation towards righteousness. During Madani Qafla, practical matter of salah, sunnah and etiquettes were learnt. Moreover, the participants of Madani Qafla presented the invitation towards righteousness and Dars o Bayanat were delivered. The representatives and other Islamic brothers traveled in Madani Qafla in Faizan-e-Ishq-e-Rasool Masjid in Likoni, Coast Province Kabina on the outskirts of Mombasa, Kenya, where the invitation towards righteousness was presented as well as other halqas were held. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you have been watching the Madani news of Dawat Islami. Please fill the booklet of pious deeds. We will be back with more, inshallah, azza wa jal. For more information and previous news, visit dawatislami.net. Keep watching Madani channel. We will neither commit nor listen to backbiting. We will neither lie nor cause others to lie. Inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
دعوت اسلامی بھی granted acceptance, protected from evil and adversity. Ya Rabbi.